Gunfire erupts at an Oakland sideshow, and neighbors is absolutely fed up. Check it out.
Gunfire erupting in an East Oakland neighborhood amid an hour-long sideshow last night, and neighbors say police were nowhere to be found. Those same residents say it's not the first time that this has happened, and they are worried about their safety. KTVU's Zach Soss live in the city after visiting that neighborhood. Zach.
Yeah, and the fear, they say, is that the next time that gunfire could potentially go into someone's home. As you mentioned, they said they called police. No one showed. There was also fireworks, lasers, a car that ran into a utility pole. All of this, understandably, has neighbors feeling uneasy.
I just heard gunshots, like gunshots coming from all directions, people trying to hide.
Shots echoing through this East Oakland neighborhood early Saturday following what neighbors described as an hour-long sideshow.
Like a whole hour. No police. I didn't hear no sirens at all. Some people were on top of that house's roof. There were fireworks included. There were blue lasers, green lasers.
The resident who asked for her face not to appear on camera, fed up and hardly alone. She, along with several other neighbors who, fearing retaliation, didn't want to be recorded, telling KTVU sideshows like these are fairly common at 98th and Empire, not far from the crime-plagued Hegenberger corridor.
It happens, if not weekly, monthly, but it's the same people, I think.
Worried that one day a stray bullet could find its way into her home.
They just fire up in the air, and you don't know where it's going to land.
The sideshow follows a series of recent town halls across Oakland, attended by Mayor Sheng Tao and Police Chief Floyd Mitchell, both pledging to better target crimes like these in the city through the use of new technology, including drones and cameras, and with the help of the CHP.
We know that we don't have enough police officers. We can't afford them. But that doesn't mean that we use that as an excuse or a reason not to ensure that our people feel safe.
And we're working hard to try to
Question, just a quick question. If you know and you're announcing and you don't have the money, budget, resources, support for police officers, which I don't feel bad for Oakland that don't have enough police officers because A, y'all wanted to defund the police, and B, this is what y'all voted for. And so y'all wanted y'all neighborhoods to look like y'all wanted to self-police, right? And you're announcing it. What makes you think that they don't know that you don't have enough police officers also? Let me say that again for the people in the back. Because if you know and the people know, because usually it's not just the neighborhood that don't know, that knows that you don't have enough police officers. The criminals have already done their research to understand that Oakland is a free-for-all. Oakland has now become the free-for-all place for all criminals to do anything you want to do. Guns, butter, drugs, running up on your roof, tearing up your, hitting your side streets, poles, burnouts, everything. They don't care. And so now y'all just having community meetings for the sake of having community meetings because y'all have given your whole city over to the criminals.
This activity, we have a sideshow detail that goes every Friday and Saturday night.
The chief says part of that effort includes looking at ways to redesign intersections. Those who live here say they're still waiting and in the meantime want to know where the police are.
I've been here my whole life and it's changed so much, and it's frustrating because it seems like they don't care.
It's over. It's over. The reset is coming. The reset is coming. You wanted this. This is what your neighborhoods have become. Welcome to Oakland. Y'all don't even have no police officers. And you know what the worst part about it is? The way that their budget is set up to where they only got a short windfall from selling the Oakland A's Coliseum. And so next year it's going to be even worse because they don't have any budget to continue to fund the police officers. This is what defund the police looks like. In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, a group in Chicago loots a truck after it goes under an underpass. It rips off the top. It was a UPS truck. And so a group of 12 to 15 people completely looted this truck.
Even more shocking, police say up to 15 people took part in stealing those packages. It happened in broad daylight, just steps from the CTA Pink Line station.
As a UPS tractor trailer was traveling north on Kedzie, just past Cermak Road, a slight miscalculation was only the first in a series of bizarre events that unfolded next. Around 10:45 a.m., Chicago police say the semi struck a viaduct. Sky Fox captured stunning video of its top peeled off like a tin can. The truck was moved from underneath the viaduct, and it was parked near the Pink Line's Kedzie stop. What happened next is jaw-dropping. Police say at least a dozen, but possibly up to 15 offenders helped themselves and began stealing random packages. Citizen app video shows the mound of boxes spilling from the trailer. In a statement, a spokeswoman with UPS said they are aware of the incident involving their driver, adding in part, "We are cooperating with the responding authorities in their investigation and respectfully defer questions about this incident to them."
If y'all have never seen what some of these trailers look like when they stack these boxes, they're not on nice pallets. Like when you get grocery loads or you get these UPS boxes and stuff like that, that junk just be thrown and piled in there, and then they start to create this line. Well, I know they do in retail and in grocery. They have these little stacks and these lines where it basically goes out and it scans all of the boxes or whatever, so on and so forth. A lot of the grocery trucks, they're not even in boxes. It's just the groceries themselves are stacked in the boxes. They're stacked inside of these trailers, and they just come out and they sort them as they get out. And so then they start to line them up on pallets, and that's how the people overnight, they start to stack it up and stuff like that, and they fill them up. How do I know? Because I'm familiar with this type of stuff. I've been around. I've seen a lot of things. So that's what's happening in Chicago. And then also today, Apple has a new announcement where they're going to be releasing a new iPhone 16 amongst a bunch of other stuff, and this is what you can expect.
The iPhone 16, what's different? That's the question every year. What's actually going to make me upgrade this time around?
Well, if you have an iPhone 15 Pro or Pro Max, I don't necessarily think you're going to upgrade this year unless you get a pretty good deal or you're on an upgrade path, right? The changes here are going to be on the more incremental side. They're going to focus on Apple Intelligence, which, of course, the 15 Pro and Pro Max will already support. And then there's also going to be some major upgrades on the camera. The ultra-wide lens is going to move to a 48 megapixel to match the standard lens. But if you're coming from an older phone, if you're coming from a 14 or earlier, getting Apple Intelligence, getting those new cameras, getting the titanium, those are going to be some nice upgrades. There's going to be some new colors as well. The most significant feature is going to be a new camera button on the right side of the phone, next below the power button. That you'll be able to use to take pictures and videos. It's going to be capacitive, so you can swipe on it to zoom in and out, move between still and video. So that's going to be a nice upgrade there. So it's really all about AI and the camera. The bigger changes, of course, will come to the Apple Watch and the AirPods.
Bless you, Mark. Just talk us about the AirPods and the watch. What do we anticipate there? How big a change?
So this is going to actually be the 10-year anniversary to the date of the original Apple Watch introduction in 2014. And you're going to see a new Series 10 watch that's going to have displays that's a little bit bigger. You're going to see faster processors. You're going to see sleep apnea detection as a major new health feature. You're also going to see that sleep apnea detection come to the Apple Watch Ultra, though that will retain the same design that's been running since the introduction in 2022. AirPods, Apple's revamping the low end of the line, so you're going to see a new entry-level and mid-tier AirPods bringing noise cancellation down the line from the Pro models for the first time. So you're going to see quite a boost there to Apple's wearables business between the new watches and the new AirPods, and I think that's going to be quite exciting for customers who have been waiting for a new version of the AirPods.
So Apple is scheduled to do their keynote today. The name of it is called Glow, all right? So most of the time nowadays, so many leaks come out to where you're able to really already know what's going to come out before it happens. So they're going to come out with the new iPhone 16, which embraces Apple Intelligence, which is artificial intelligence. They have new AirPods that's being redesigned on the low end. They have new Apple Watches that are going to be coming out, which I'm basically going to be upgrading everything because, you know, I want the latest and greatest equipment, especially with regard to what it is that I do. I use my phones to film every single day. I use my iPhones to film. That's what you see a lot of the vlogs on. Sometimes you see me actually live streaming on Monday nights and stuff like that with my iPhones, new business phones. I also use my Apple Watch to work out with, and I use my Apple Watch to sleep with to monitor my sleeping and stuff like that in order to use the data to leverage that to make sure that I'm getting the optimal amount out of my day and stuff like that. So I leverage all of the technology. I like to have the latest and the greatest as a result of it. I don't think that everybody needs it depending on what your lifestyle is, but I'll be keeping y'all up to date on that. I'll be reporting on the keynote. I'll be following the keynote after we do Stock Club today, and then I'll also have a conversation today about what you can expect and then bring you back up to speed in Stock Club and how this is going to affect Apple long-term as well as its competitors. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits.